Busy start to the morning here at the information tent here at the 2025 Half Century of Progress. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Talking with Chris Carr here. And Chris, it's hard to believe, but the weekend has went by really, really quick. So much action out here and got a little bit left here today.
We've got a good day lined up. We're really excited. We'll say thank you to all of those who've come, but we invite you, if you didn't get out here, come on out. We still have demonstrations going on. The plowing and picking, a lot of that's winding down because they didn't know what the weather was going to do. They kind of kept the acres for Friday and Saturday, but we got a lot to look at. We got static displays. We've got just the flag. Everything is just here. And we've had people from all over the world, literally, come to this show, so we'd like to invite you all to come out.
Got an opportunity myself to get out and watch some horse-drawn plowing yesterday. Got some of the field demonstrations in for myself there. But, yeah, it looked like they still had a little bit left to do, so it should be a good day for some demonstrations for folks that do want to come out and see some of that action out there. We would also want to point to the fact that there is still quite a bit left over at that 100 years of Caterpillar. Lots of things. If you haven't seen it or want to see it again, good opportunity to do that, because those are some things that maybe we don't normally see at some of these shows around here.
And because the weather is so good, I mean, we all have to just be so thankful that it's been perfect weather, then that lets you come out and see that item, the cat area, and all the areas. Maybe you just got a special place you want to look at. We've got at 1 o'clock the parade featuring tractors of the FFA. Now that means those high schools have restored those tractors, and they're going to be in our parade, leading our parade, and then more field demonstrations after 1 o'clock.
So by no means is the action going to be short here on Sunday. There's still going to be quite a bit left for folks to want to come out. And make sure that whenever you do come out, bring your sunscreen, because it is going to be sunny. It looks like any chance of precipitation has been taken out. So I've been very, very blessed with having pretty good weather all weekend long.
Yes, we just can't hardly believe it. But we've welcomed people, like I said, from all the states, and we've got a group from France. Now, a lot of these foreign visitors, some of them, will be going on next week to Farm Progress Show in Decatur, and that's okay. I met a group last year that did that. So it's neat that they're coming to both shows. They're seeing Legacy, or the way that we did it, and then they go and see what's the latest thing in terms of technology down at Decatur. And this day and age, for someone to drive to see two different ends of the spectrum, to drive an hour or hour and a half to Decatur is nothing this day and age.
I think I tried to sum it up on one of our videos. It really is kind of the link here with this show between what we do with the I&I and the historic farm days, which is quite a bit of the older stuff, and of course where Farm Progress is. This is that link, and you also see it with the crowd. I think this is a little bit bigger of a family event where you see some of the younger generations come out. Farm Progress, you're going to see a younger crowd out there, and with historic farm days, you do see a generally an older audience, but everybody is always welcome to come to all three. And the ones that do, they really get that full gamut of where farming was, where it's going, and where it is right now.
Right. Again, I don't even know where to start, but the flag is the most beautiful thing in the world, and that flag raising and national anthem, we just put so much honor in that. And again, from a local standpoint, your listeners, they can just come right out here, and yes, there's going to be some people going home, but that's okay. There are so many thousands of pieces of equipment. It's just amazing. I mean, there's 80 corn pickers, and I could go on and tell you how many of everything. The 1206 International, they set a goal of 300 to tractors from all over the United States with a 1206 diesel emblem on it. We have 263 came here. So there's so much expense when you talk about these families that haul stuff with semis from a long ways off.
before we tie up with you. Anything good to eat out here? I know there's a lot that was really good to eat out here, but anything that you're going to have to go back and get maybe a second bite of?
Well, you know what? I'm an old farmer that likes pork chops and hamburgers pretty darn well. But this year we did do something when we really had the big crowd. We moved some of the food vendors around so that we didn't have it quite so crowded in the food court area.
And that has been huge because I think it's allowed folks to have a little easier maneuvering, especially with some of these golf carts. And keep in mind, this is only my second one in 23, and I've been here this year. I'm to the point now I'm wondering just how cool of a show this was before all the people got side-by-sides and gators, because it must have really been something to see.
Yes, it was. And that was when we were at Henning and you had to walk. Yeah. And that's okay. That's when the shows got moved to a permanent site as far as Decatur and Boone, Iowa for Farm Progress. And that's when we got a chance, the club, to get involved in this. And that reminds me, we have two shows. We have a 2027 and 2029. We have two shows coming up. And so we would invite people not only to those two shows, but next summer we have the Gathering of the Orange at Penfield, and that's a national show. There will be Alice Chalmers tractors everywhere. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Always looking for volunteers, always looking for folks to join the I&I Club and be able to pass that on to future generations. And anybody that wants that information can come here to the information tent.
They can also find that online. And so we do need help 2 years from now. We want younger people to volunteer and help us, and that helps a lot. So anyone that wants to look online, there's two sites, halfcenturyofprogress.com or historicfarmdays.com, like you said. The websites may change as time goes along, but that's the way to keep up with what we're doing.
Help spread the word, always make it bigger. Chris Carr, always great catching up with you. All the best on this final day here.
Thank you very much.
We will have more reports coming up here from the 2025 Half Century of Progress. Come on out. If you're jumping off on I-57, go to the Rantoul exit and maneuver your way through town. Or if you're coming over on I-74, drop off at Urbana at Cunningham Avenue and come up Route 45. They're going to have all kinds of stuff all day long. $20 gets you in the gate. And, of course, there's lots of great food vendors available for lunch. Maybe if you get up here a little earlier, you can even maybe get some breakfast food still. We'll have more reports coming up here on the official voice of Half Century Progress, WITY. I'm Chad Baker.